There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kidding me, ladies and gentlemen. What has you saying, are you kidding me on this very moment? For me, it's the weather, I have to tell you. I'm just walking around going, hey, it's spring. Are you kidding me? It's spring in January. I'm liking this very much. But there's a few headlines that have me saying, are you kidding me as well? And so we'll unpack a few of those today on the program. We have a lot of time for you to weigh in on whatever's got you saying, are you kidding me today? So put it on your speed dial. Give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can email a question in, and that can come to us right here, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. My name is Scott Hennen, along with my friend and co-host, Mr. Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God. How are you, sir?
Hello. I'm great. How are you?
What are you saying, are you kidding me today? You juiced about this weather, too?
Yeah, is it dark and, like, foggy and cloudy and stuff where you are there? Because here, it looks like about 6 in the morning or something. And that.
I'm in Fargo today, my first Fargo visit today, and I don't recall fog, no. Unless I was in a fog and missed it. No.
Yeah. Well, we're shipping it your way, so stand by.
Bring it on.
It's drifting westward.
Later in the program, we're going to talk with Dr. Sarah Edwards. She works for you.
For me?
If you pay taxes in North Dakota. She's a professor at the University of North Dakota. She's also the author of a study that claims 1 in 3 men would rape if they could get by with it. And this has gotten a whole lot of attention. Some nationwide stories have been written about this. And she's kind of glad about that, I guess, because she's trying to get some attention with this study so she can get some more research money. And if I am reading this correctly, like 73 people were sampled in this, story.
Wow.
Yeah, so really highly scientific. This is one of those.
Yeah, we hit saturation in the sample there. Holy cow.
It's just one of those news stories or headlines you read to say, this is just at odds with reality. I mean, it really has me saying, are you kidding me?
Where were those 73 people?
I don't know, and I don't think she'll say. That's something else.
I mean, I can find you 73 people that'll say that. It all depends on where you look. I can find 73 people that'll say that. I just won't call it scientific, that's all.
In a jail somewhere or what? Yeah.
Hey, I mean, in the words of Garth Brooks, I have friends in low places. That's.
I just don't believe it. I just don't. I don't believe that.
Out of a normal cross section of people, I don't believe it either.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I can find you the 73. I just wouldn't call it a scientific survey.
I'll give you another one I don't believe that I saw in one of the papers today. It's a national story, but it was in I forget Bismarck Tribune, Fargo Forum, Jamestown Sun. Read a bunch of them today. It's from Reuters. 1 in 3 Americans believe police routinely lie. I don't believe that.
Nope.
I don't believe police routinely lie, and I honestly don't think 1 in 3 Americans believe police routinely lie. Now, there could be some fallout from a lot of police bashing in the media. Maybe this is a casualty of, a snapshot in time. A lot of bad headlines, but I think we have much more reverence for the people that protect us every day than to think one out of every three lie. We got 3 police officers lined up, one of them's going to lie to you. I don't believe that. Interesting because it is sort of like your member of Congress. I like him, but the rest are a bunch of bums. Throw them out because they did find that.
I'd like to see the survey. If 1 out of 3 policemen lie, I'd like to see the survey of legislators. Probably 2 out of 3.
What I was going to say is that distrust is significant.
Yes.
Three quarters of the people that responded to this approve of the job done by their police. So, you know, kind of bizarre in that, oh, no, police lie, but not my cop. Not my local police department. So a little bit of reverence for at least your own law enforcement.
What was the statistical sample on that one? I mean, if you find one cop that does lie, then you can ask two more and then stop the survey. One out of three lie.
Yeah.
But if you ask 10 more, then it probably changes that statistic.
Reuters and IPSOS did this. Here's another sad part of this. 45% of cops lie, nearly half lie if you ask African Americans. When they're polling specifically African Americans, then it's 45%.
Again, let's ask Leon.
A casualty of media reports. Leon has left the building, otherwise I would ask him for you. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you can call in.
I would ask him for him. Speaking of racism, I don't know how many people in our audience sit on the edge of their seat watching for Oscar nominations to come out, but Al Sharpton has found another way to feather his nest. And, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I think if we do, Al Sharpton wins. You know, he says this stuff, so we'll talk about it. You know what I mean?
And there you are.
Yeah, and here we are. But anyway, now Oscar nominations are racist. Are you kidding me?
Oscar nominations are, how is that?
Well, it's just you know, all the gist of this is that all 20 acting nominees are white. So best actor, best actress, best supporting actor, best supporting actress. There's five in each category. And Selma, while getting a nomination for Best Picture, didn't get one for Best. You know, come on. People just looking for things to be mad about, for crying out loud.
So should the next James Bond be black, in which case I like Rush's take on, do you have Matt Damon do Shaft?
Oh, I tell you what. there's a battle brewing over immigration, legislation between what many view as the harder line of the House, and for folks that have wanted more fight from John Boehner and the House Republicans, they certainly got it in this immigration bill to the point that you have President Obama threatening vetoes. You have Nancy Pelosi suggesting that. They're holding Homeland Security hostage, and now the Senate has to figure all this out. Senate Republicans are resolute, according to our own Senator John Hoeven, that they're going to put that legislation on the floor and try and get the 60 votes. He says, quote, this Senator Hoeven, we're going to take this House bill. We're going to work very hard to pass it. And it's going to be tough, but we're committed to pushing back and blocking the executive orders. Will they have the votes? We're going to find out. Okay? There you go. At this very hour, my reports are that about 250 people are filling a committee room in the state capitol, Bismarck, specifically on the need for jumpstart surge funding, early session bucks for infrastructure in oil-impacted communities, oil-impacted counties, in areas... in western North Dakota. There's a three-hour hearing scheduled on that. You agree with that? If you're in western North Dakota, the roads have you saying, are you kidding me? You know, I met with the superintendent of Crosby Schools. He said, one thing I'd love for you to tell folks in other parts of the state, my buses are routinely in a state of either just need of massive repair or just flat out, he told me one story of a particular bus that they've had to have at Fargo. They've trucked it to Minot, and it's specifically because of the roads. So he said, there's just one example of how the roads that I need to travel to get our kids, on gravel roads, county roads, into school, very different than what you're dealing with in any other part of the state. One example, and that's one of the reasons this hearing is happening today. But pretty significant that you have, by my reports, over 200 people packing that room, which will speak volumes to the legislatures. So that's in the news. And the Pope yesterday made some comments in his travels suggesting free speech has limits. And you ought to proceed with caution when criticizing one's religion. You agree with the Pope? All right. There's a couple of things that are on the Are You Kidding Me front from our perspective. But guess what? This program is called What's on Your Mind? Because you might not want to weigh in on the fact that supposedly one in three Americans believe the police lie. Do you think the police lie? I just don't think they do. But I'm anxious to have that conversation. This crazy, sadly, University of North Dakota product that one in three male college students would rape a woman if they could get away with it. What is in the water with these surveys here? A couple of things on our table. Others welcome. Let's do it. 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of four Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Streeter, Underwood, Minot, and Newburgh, North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2015 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are January 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Central Grasslands Research Extension Center in Streeter, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Underwood City Hall Meeting Room in Underwood, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Newburgh Community Center in Newburgh. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Condell at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 662237 extension 129.
on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What has you saying, are you kidding me today? One caller saying, are you kidding me? You're having that guest on? What are you thinking? Are you kidding me? All right, what say you? We welcome your comments here, folks. Tell me.
Scott, why are you wasting your listeners' time with a man-hating hack and fraud like Edwards of UND?
Well, because she's generating a lot of news as a taxpayer-paid educator at the University of North Dakota, and I want to ask some questions about this survey. That's why, and allow you an opportunity to challenge the...
It made the news all over the state. I mean, you can't get away with it. It's been out there, but now we'll have a bigger look, a better look inside it.
And, you know, look, I think she needs some scrutiny here. I see one of our Facebook posters said, what does this say about the person who came up with the idea to do a study like this anyway? And on that note, the Washington Examiner story about this research, besides saying that she admitted she hopes this study will get her grant money, so this is really about sort of shock value in the study, so you can get some bucks. I want to ask about that. I think that's what's going on. And what else did she say here that I thought was interesting? Going to Julie's point about what this says about the person who wanted to do it. She was pressed by the reporter about a 2007 study that produced another really bizarre result that 1 in 5... See here, what does it say? Despite significant flaws in the 2007 study that produced the 1 in 5 figure, as well as more representative studies showing the rates to be much lower, Edwards, a University of North Dakota assistant professor of counseling psychology, wholeheartedly believes the study. In an email to the Washington Examiner, she said, those who deny a higher rate just can't handle the information. All right. Maury in Minnesota, what's on your mind today? You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Maury.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Maury, M-A-U-R-E-Y.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Yeah, Maury, with an M. M like Mary, Maury, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I said. I'm with you, Maury. Go ahead, what's on your mind?
Okay, I'm a retired LAPD lieutenant, and I can guarantee you that at least a third of the LAPD police officers lie routinely.
So you're giving us a reason to believe the study. What do they lie about? Give me a scenario in which which routine lying among LAPD.
Okay, routine lying would be police officers lying, perjuring themselves in court. They also lie on arrest reports. I'll guarantee you when I worked robbery homicide, there was over half of the detectives in robbery homicide division that routinely lied about everything and anything that came up regarding law enforcement.
Well, that's a startling accusation, Maury, without question. What's the motivation? Why would they lie in a investigation? As an example,
I have no idea, but I know that they do. That's a fact of life. I worked with them. I was a detective in robbery homicide division, and I went in there from the internal affairs division, and they thought I was a snitch because I came from internal affairs, and there were probably 75 to 80% of the guys in that division that were afraid of me and would not even have a cup of coffee with me because they thought I would find out what they were doing and turn them in.
So they saw you as a person of integrity, and you were going to be the snitch as far as they were concerned.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Sad deal. But here's what I don't get. If I'm, if you're straight up and I'm lying, why am I lying? What is my motivation to lie? Is just a scoundrel, just a dishonest person that happens to have, in this case, been a law enforcement officer in L.A.?
I would say that they were routinely dishonest people.
But why? Just, I mean, what are they trying to, you know, game? In other words, if I arrest somebody and I want to see him convicted, what's my motivation to lie? I don't get it.
Your motivation would simply be the fact that they had an illegal arrest to begin with. And so they would cover it up by lying and saying that things occurred different than they actually did.
Got it. Yeah.
I also got a comment to make regarding what I heard on Fox News this morning. I heard a Democrat make a comment that gas today was lower than it had been in decades. That is a flat-out lie.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
When George Bush was president, when he ended his presidency, I was paying $1.83 for gasoline. It went up to $4 a gallon under Obama, and there was not a word said by a single Democrat. Now, because the gas is lower, they are trying to take claim for it, and Obama had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. If it was up to Obama, it would still be way over $3 a gallon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good points, Maury. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I did see $1.79 in Fargo last night at the Mills Fleet Farm on I-29. $1.79, which was interesting because across the street was $1.84.
You know, I had Eugene Grader on K-Fire late yesterday afternoon, and he did say, well, because somebody had asked, okay, are we going to see $1.50? And he did say, well, maybe in Fargo. And I suppose if anybody did get it, it probably would be Fargo. Could you imagine?
And as folks saying, are you kidding me? Understandable. 800-228-0550. Back to the phones. Tell us what's on your mind. Has you saying, are you kidding me today? L.A. Police Department has me saying, are you kidding me after that call from Maury? Hey, Chris, traveling. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I just want to talk about the civics test.
All right, let's talk about that. Although, Chris, I wasn't watching the clock very close, and we're up against the break, so hang tight. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. He's talking about some legislation mandating that students pass a civics test as a graduate requirement that passed a House committee yesterday. More on that coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Top of the hour, what is on your mind on an Are You Kidding Me edition? That's what we do on Friday, just ask what has you saying, are you kidding me? And we have a few examples, and others welcome today on the program. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Great website, great resource, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. A lot of job opportunities, 60,000 jobs in that industry right now, and job openings as I speak. Check it out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about the $30 billion in impact, the 60,000 jobs, and all the ways the North Dakota Petroleum Council is helping to meet the challenges from oil and gas production in North Dakota. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Okay, back to Chris on the road. Want to talk about the civics test. What do you want to talk about it, Chris?
Well, here's my question about the necessity of civics test for high school graduation in North Dakota. In civics classes in North Dakota, don't the civics teachers teach and discuss and test all of these things during the school year? If so, what's the purpose of the test? And if not, why are they not?
I think the purpose of the test is to say an alarmingly large percentage of students don't know this stuff, and to make sure that it does get taught and that our students do it better, this is now a requirement for graduation. So it'll just, you know, get more attention and more focus. But I think it's a result of, a tragically, in my view, tragically high number of folks that don't know the basics of our youngsters.
So I go back to. What I just said, what's happening in the teaching? I mean, we could improve teaching without having to add another test. It's interesting to me that it passed by such an overwhelming majority because, generally speaking, when a test is required, we hear a lot of backlash from parents and educators about testing our children to death.
Yeah, I think what's going on here is that, this is an initiative across the country. I think Arizona yesterday at the state capitol that Arizona wanted to be first in the nation to pass it, so they were kind of fast-tracking theirs. So evidently that was why they, sped it up a little bit, and I would imagine became kind of a rah-rah with lots of folks voting for it. But to me, it's a no-brainer. You're asking that students to graduate can get 60% of the questions on this test right. I mean, we're not exactly, going into real stringent restrictions here. But I think you're.
I communicate for a living, as do you, as does Todd. I think grammar's important. Are we going to add a grammar test? I hate that kids can't figure out how to make change without looking at a cash register. Are we going to add a math test? When you take the current state assessments, you just get a score. It doesn't tell you can't pass high school.
No, and I'm with you on just why, you know, what's the bigger problem here? Why is this necessary? Why do the kids not know this stuff if it's not being taught already? It's a good question.
But I, you know, I'm not against the concept, but it's if you're going to, if that's going to be part of it, then why is something else not being added? Why is English not being added? What about the importance of science?
Well, I would argue knowing the fundamentals of our founding are what are going to help you, you know, in every other area. So I don't disagree with this being a priority, but I think your first question is one worth pondering. Why is it necessary? Why do they not know it? Why do we need to focus? But it's one of those rah-rah pieces of, you know, proposals that everybody's saying, yeah, makes sense. Let's go.
Well, sure. It's almost impossible to vote against, but I find it humorous. I mean, if we're learning it, we should be learning. Maybe it's a credit to the high school that I went to in a small town in North Dakota. I know the answers to a lot of that. I think I could probably muster up to 60 or 70 today.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks. And you hopefully have prompted others to scratch their head a little bit on that point. Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just one question I wanted you to ask this gal from the university that did that study saying 1 in 3 men would rape if they could. I want the question she asked her case study verbatim, not a shortened, simplified version of what she asked these men who gave an answer in order for her to come up with this number. Is that all she said to these guys was, if you could rape a woman, would you? I'll bet you my bottom dollar that is not what she asked those people. And this is just a skewed study to try and drum up some controversy, like you said, maybe get some funding or a grant or something like that.
Yeah, look, it's a good question. I'm jotting it down here. But, well, you know, we want to know specifically what all 73, supposedly, this sample, by the way, you know, and she won't say where they're from, how she picked them, you know. So there's a few questions here to deal with. But it's a good query for her, Brian, and I will ask it. Give me the exact question that you asked your participants. That's what you want to know, right?
I think all this is it's just a scam, is what it is. Like I said, to drum up some controversy. And who knows? Maybe she asked the guys, and not saying that this is right. Maybe she said, "Hey, if a woman had 2 drinks at a party or whatever, would you try and hook up with her?" That could be considered rape. You know, is she in the frame of mind to consent to do something like that? Technically, no. I mean, we don't know the ins and outs of this. This lady, I'm glad you guys have her on. I think it's informative, and it kind of lets everybody know what they're up against, that whole mindset. So.
Yeah, it really does. And it's, you know, again, when you think, here's a researcher, here's an educator at the University of North Dakota that we're paying for, and this is the, you know, just ask yourself if you believe 1 in 3, if you went out in your circle of folks that you know, or you just went off to the mall one day, or, you know, whatever, and randomly picked 100 people, do you think that 33 of them are going to say, you know, if I could get by with it, I'd rape a woman? I just don't believe that. I don't believe that of my fellow human being. I don't. And, you know, the fact that we're spending our tax dollars to conform that outcome in the name of research dollars bugs me. I don't like it.
Yeah. What time are you having her on, Scott?
About an hour from now. Just a little less than an hour from now.
All right. I'll be sure to tune in. Thank you.
Yeah. And welcome other calls as well for her. All right. A couple of calls that came in during the break. Let's roll those. 800-228-0550. Do you believe 1 in 3 police routinely lie? That's what a new survey suggests. Let me say that again. 1 in 3 Americans, according to a study that Reuters commissioned, that the IPSOS polling organization conducted, say 1 in 3 Americans believe police routinely lie. UND researcher says 1 in 3 male college students would rape a woman if they could get away with it. Do you believe that? By the way, I've seen this two ways now. I've seen 1 in 3 men, and I've seen 1 in 3 male college students, so, you know. So, again, more questions for her, but it has us saying, are you kidding me? Does it you? What's on your mind today? 800-228-0550. By the way, anything goes. So if there's it's a Friday free-for-all. So if we're missing something that you think needs some attention, and we had a caller suggest, why are you having this woman on? Who do you want on?
Give us your, you want the answer, though? But, yeah, good point.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, but I'm saying if you don't like that particular guest, you go on a different guest. Just tell us who you are. Okay, Chris, go ahead and roll a couple of those. Hello?
Hi, this is Chris calling from within the North Dakota state boundaries, and I'm not even going to touch that big survey that that lady from UND did. I think that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. But my comment on the big survey they did about all the cops lying, if the same people that did that survey really want to find a group of people that's lying, I think they need to go to Washington, D.C. Heck, maybe even go right up to the White House front doors. I can guarantee if they want to find a liar, that's going to be a home run. You guys have a nice day. See ya.
One in three politicians lie. That one he believes. Police he doesn't believe.
Well, yeah.
Or folks at this White House lie, maybe. Probably more accurate reflection of what he was trying to tell us, right? John and Mandan, what's on your mind?
I guess I'm talking about, are you kidding me there? Whoa, that's a little got run into here, sorry. I shouldn't
wait a minute. You got run into?
No, I said I almost did. No, listen. Police officers don't routinely lie. They have to write a report. The report goes into, and it's reviewed. There's witnesses. There's people involved. How is this cop going to have, I shouldn't call him a cop, how are they going to have the ability to lie routinely and make false statements when they're writing reports?
Yeah, good point. I mean, again, we're talking about the fact that supposedly one in three believe this. But you're saying if that were true, if what they believed to be were true, how would that not fall apart when one in three are lying? Because an eyewitness would say that didn't happen, or a coworker would say that didn't happen, or whatever. Good point, John.
Right.
Defies logic.
And I also want to make a comment about what when you say, did you say that it was that a third of college students would rape a woman? Did you say that?
Well, I'm not saying it. I'm reciting a study by a UND researcher who, you know, rounded up supposedly 73 respondents and came up with a stat that said one in three male college students would rape a woman if they could get away with it. I don't believe that either.
Well, hell no. I shouldn't say that. Are you kidding me? Who pays this guy at UND to talk? I have three nephews and a niece and a daughter that go to UND. And if you tell me that one out of them is going to get raped by someone or another because they could get away with it, you got to be out of your mind.
Yeah, no, I think it's a, somebody earlier said it's, you know, I think it tells us more about the researcher than it tells us about the supposed study. That's why we got to dig into this a little bit. And just to be clear, this was not UND students. Although she's not saying where the students were from.
There ain't from around here, I'll tell you that right now.
And it did get reported initially that it was UND students because she was a UND researcher. And then she said, no, it's not UND students. And they said, well, where are the students from? She said, I'm not going to say. I'm going to ask some of those questions today.
Aren't you a little worried of a researcher who won't tell you who their subjects are? Oh, just trust me. I did a survey. Who? Oh, I don't know. Just trust me. No.
Well, this one report, they said, well, you know, one of the studies you're citing has been refuted. She said, it's because people don't want to believe it. I mean, this is...
We can't. She's got no credibility.
Mark and Bismarck, you're next.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. Visit local.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Before the top of the hour, toll-free telephone number to weigh in, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Mark and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on that civics test discussion we had a little earlier in the hour. Go ahead, Mark, you're up.
Good morning. As a former American history and American government teacher at a very large high school in South Dakota, I took the test on the Bismarck Tribune this morning. I got 9 out of 10 right. I missed one, but it doesn't make any difference what the question was. However, I found that 10 of the questions, probably 4 were not civics questions. They were history questions asking for dates. So I don't think it's actually a very fair test. But that's not my real point. The point is, I listened to Al Carlson the other day, who said he was a former American history, American civics, American government teacher, and he said after a six-week course of the Civil War, he asked, are there any other questions? And some student said, yes, can you tell me, was it the North or the South that had slaves? And I found that really kind of interesting that L. Carlson would admit that, because as a former teacher, what that says to me is not that the student didn't understand it. What it says to me is L. Carlson wasn't a very good teacher. If after a six-week course on the Civil War, somebody raises their hand and said, who had the slaves? Then Al Carlson, what was he teaching? So the whole point of my call is this whole test is absolutely a total waste of time. You are putting another burden on high schools to think that they're going to be better citizens, that they're going to go out and vote, that they're going to do, you know, go to jury duty and understand what they're doing is absolutely ludicrous.
So, by the way, my understanding is the questions are derived from the same list of questions that new Americans are given, that immigrants to this country that want citizenship. And you're saying that our high school graduates really have no need to know any of that?
No, what I'm saying is, what have they been teaching for the last 15, 20, 25, 30 years? If students can't pass that test, they start taking history in 7th grade, 8th grade, government in 9th grade, American history as a sophomore, U.S. history, world history, American government courses. What are our teachers doing if they can't pass that simple test?
Good question. Yeah, I mean,
if Al Carlson can't have his students answer the question, who had the slaves? On earth was Al Carlson teaching in his class?
It seems to me you're making a case for the test, though, Mark. That's the only thing I'm saying, is that we, you know, get better at it. John in Detroit Lakes, you're next. What's on your mind?
You were talking about 1 in 3 people think police lie routinely. Well, I don't. But I don't believe they do, but you had someone earlier that said, if you said that about politicians, I'd believe it, but I think it's got to be way higher for politicians. I think that's got to be up in the 9 out of 10 thing there, that I don't believe anybody that gets in politics, outside of maybe Denny Walker was telling the dirt, tells the truth, you know, I think that's a prerequisite for politicians is you better be able to lie to your constituents.
Maybe we'll have to define lie, right? Depends on what the definition of is. Craig in Sherwood, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hi, good morning, Scott. I wanted to say that George Soros, it's been reported on Fox News this morning, gave $33 million to the Ferguson demonstrations coast to coast. And these are promulgated by anarchists. For instance, on their signs, some of them have revcom.us. And if you look that up, that's the Revolutionary Communist Party. They're Maoists. And it's run by an ex-Weatherman who actually ran against Mark Rudd. And another Weatherman organization was the Anti-Racist Action SPLC Unity ND, run by convicted abortion clinic bomber Scott Garmin, who also has a class felony for controlled substance. I doubt that's marijuana, being class A. Now, when they put this fellow in charge, I thought right away, the veiled message is, you might get bombed out there in the middle of the plains if you keep this up, Craig. And, you know, sir, none of your media, I appreciate you letting me state this now, because he's currently under... children, Scott, and he's an LGBT activist as well.
My understanding, what Jamie posted on this on our question on the survey on 1 in 3 Americans believe police routinely lie, said George Soros pumped $33 million into the Ferguson riots. I guess the Democrats don't mind progressive billionaires shoveling money into riots and civil unrest. Imagine the liberal outrage if the Koch brothers did something like this. Hypocrites is his point. But the Washington Times did a story on this and did a bunch of investigation on it. And I guess the Soros folks are admitting that they pumped $33 million in a year to the groups that ultimately were behind the riots. So it isn't that, you know, that was the one distinction I think folks weren't catching. It wasn't 33 million specifically saying go right in Ferguson, but basically the people that were doing it were funded all year long by George Soros. You're right about that. And as an Obama donor and everyone else, you really have to scratch your head about that, don't you? Appreciate the call. It's community organizing, what it is. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Thorne. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.